There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Hey, it's John Sturman from Ukuleles Unleashed. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill. 90.7 FM radio for open ears.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of John and Susan from Hudson. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a Spectrum News 1 Siena College poll released November 4th shows Democrat Josh Riley 5 points ahead of Republican Mark Molinaro in their contest to represent the new 19th Congressional District. An October 6 poll showed a similar lead, both within the poll's 5% margin of error. Then Riley led Molinaro 46% to 41%. Now Riley polls 48% support for 43% for Molinaro. Riley is from near Ithaca, while Molinaro lives outside of the district in Dutchess County. Poll has Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin leading Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul inside the district 50% to 45%. The geographical area favored Democrat Joe Biden by 4 percentage points over Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Voting continues through November 8th, and you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Supreme Court Judge Christy D'Alesso ruled November 3rd that Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haidt must follow state law and establish a polling place on the campus of Vassar College. The League of Women Voters, Mid-Hudson Region, and a Vassar student and professor brought the lawsuit. Haidt has lost several lawsuits about his policies to prevent college students at both Bard and Vassar colleges from having their own polling places. County taxpayers have shelled out more than $120,000 in legal fees in Haidt's repeated defeats over issues at Bard and Vassar. D'Alessio wrote in her opinion that, and I quote, The Plain Language of Election Law G4-104, (5-A), which includes the words, shall, in quotes, as opposed to may or should, specifically mandates the designation of a voting polling place on a college or university campus where, as here, the petitioner demonstrated that the college or university campus contains 300 or more registrants to vote at an address on such college or university campus, end quote. Haight has not yet decided his next step, telling Mid-Hudson News that he is, and I quote, reviewing the decision with my attorney, David Jensen, that was just issued a few minutes ago to determine our next steps, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that Stoutsville's Church of St. Joseph holds its last Mass on November 5th. Albany Diocese spokesperson Kathy Barron said, and I quote, St. Joseph is not technically closed in the eyes of the church. It is still a sacred building designated for divine worship, end quote. But declining attendance since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic means there won't be regular services any longer at the Roman Catholic Church. It is unclear whether the food pantry operated by St. Joseph will remain open. Building of the church began 100 years ago, with services beginning in 1925. Barron said, and I quote, what is going to happen to the church? We really don't know, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 73 degrees. And on Saturday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 73 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 59 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
This is the Eli Escobar remix of the Us Girls, or US Girls, however you want to say it, recent pop smash So Typically Now. We'll be right back.
a real nice snake. Can I make a step zooming? You moved upstate, so tip your day now. I'll send you an image if you would just come. Kingston's booming, ripping out my roots. What the hell am I doing? I moved upstate, so typically now I sent you an image. You sent me a thumb down. Triggers with them, they run the show. So you sold off your condo. You're shutting it down, you're drunking it out. You always get what you want though. You under duress, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm changing my passwords. Gotta sell my best to my mom. See you someday in heaven. You need to time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out it's all that you really need. You need to time out. Ask and you shall receive. When you find out it's all that you really need.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine,
nine.
Here is local music
from Catskills of the Atlas. That's Jay Woodruff from Catskill on vocals and guitars, and Cole McCormick on bass, and Kenny Rowe on drums and percussion. The song is called Easy Ride from their 2022 album, Where Are We?
Oh. Catskill's Rodney Allen Greenblatt there with Canned Sauce from his 2022 album Near Earth.
Number 7.
Here is 2022 new music from the Dust Bowl Fairies. This is called The Changeling on WGXC 90.7 FM.
She's falling apart. She's losing it. She's full of dread. She's on the run. She's full of dread.
Now you don't, she's got magic.
number.
Six.
Here's 2022 new music from Chris Panat from Stuyvesant. He plays in The Warp and the Weft, and he also has a solo album called Go, and this is the song Earthshaker.
Five.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. the stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. A wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. Different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind.
Number
4444444. Next, we hear from Catskills' Amy Rigby. She has a 2022 Bandcamp collection out called Cut and Run, which she calls a ragtag collection of covers and songs that might not make the cut for the proper album she's working on. Here is Foot of Pride from Catskills' Amy Rigby from Cut and Run.
I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral in the Lord's Prayer. Preachers talking about Christ's betrayal. Like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. What they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. When the foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. I had a brother named Paul. You can find him at the Cafe Royale. Wearing his tricks he plays and the reviews are mixed. On the borderline, says revenge is mine, but he drinks and drinks to be fixed.
Swiss bank.
Three.
Now let's hear from Columbia County-based drummer, composer, percussionist Bobby Previtt. He's got a 2022 album out, a solo electronic record called Dark Current. Let's listen to The Surveyor.
Thank you.
number
two.
Was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buke and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buke and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
One. Since I have been so thank you.
From Hudson, that was Beethoven. The song Circles from their 2022 album Light Moving Time. New music from Paramore there. This Is Why is the name of the song. Here is the 2022 song Natural Information from Bill Callahan, also known for his work in Smog.
Natural information, all this natural information, got me in a state of deep contemplation. All this natural information, of this natural information, strolling my baby down the street, all I see is the little feet. As she sleeps, I dream. I dream natural information. I dream natural information. A breeze upon the Isle of Skin. Meadowlark lemon lies within. Within natural information. Within natural information. Within natural information. Within natural information. Using natural information.